Hello and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the only podcast made by real estate brokers for real estate brokers. My name is DJ Paris. Today, we have our regular series, Investor Insights with Bree Schmidt. Now, if you are new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about my co-host. Bree Schmidt acquired her first investment property in 2011 and left the corporate world in 2014. Because she became a full-time real estate investor. She is the managing broker of Second City Real Estate, which is a full-service brokerage firm working with new investors and seasoned investors looking to expand their knowledge of the industry and their portfolio. Bree utilizes her extensive knowledge of building and managing a portfolio to teach clients about all aspects of buy and hold investing. She'll teach you how to analyze potential properties, calculate your ROI, best practices when marketing and leasing your properties, and also how to be a landlord while you're building a portfolio. Bree is co-founder also of the Midwest Real Estate Networking Summit, which is a nonprofit educational summit for real estate investors. She hosts it several times a year. It's a three-day annual event, and it's awesome. I was lucky enough to be able to attend briefly at the last one. So anyone who's interested in working with investors or becoming an investor yourself or just getting more knowledge as an investor, check out the Midwest Real Estate Summit. With all that being said, by the way, you can learn more about the Midwest Real Estate Summit by MidwestREsummit.com. We will put a link to that in the notes for this podcast episode. But anyway, without further ado, welcome Bree Schmidt.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Should we tell everybody just how pregnant you are?
Yeah, I'm 30. I've got 4 weeks to go.
4 weeks to go. Incredible.
So this awesome Chicago weather of like 90 degrees has been perfect for me, let me tell you.
And you just moved.
Yes. And we just finished up a summit.
And you just finished up a summit with hundreds of people. And you had to organize all the speakers, the event space, everything. It was all the advertisers. I mean, it was incredible.
It's a lot of work, but it's so like you said, you came. It's really worth it. We really focus on no gurus, no pitching, no one's out there selling their get-rich-quick schemes. It's all real investors who not only focus on, you know, what they do well, but where they've messed up and how they've, you know, what they've learned throughout their investing career. And that's really what makes it a little bit different if people are telling their real stories, not just, hey, this is the greatest thing in the world. You know, you can retire early and, you know. And it's not that easy, and everyone makes mistakes. And so that's part of the focus is talking about those mistakes and how we can learn from them.
Yeah, and everyone should get on her mailing list. So go to MidwestREsummit.com and make sure that you're getting these updates because you don't want to miss the next one. Wait, is the next one's date set yet?
It will be in May of 2020.
Gotcha. So plenty of time, but Bree sends out a lot of good information along the way as well. So get on that mailing list. Okay. So for today's episode, we actually had a question that we thought was such a strong question that we thought we'd do a whole episode around it. So I want to read the question. This comes from one of our listeners named Daniel, which basically says, and I'll paraphrase, because he wrote us a really nice note, but he wanted really to ask Bree her thoughts about hard money lending. He says, hey, I can find deals, but I'm struggling with the funding. He says hard money is something he's looked into, but not sure if it's the only option when it comes to, now in his case, flipping homes. Mm-hmm. But so let's dive into that topic of hard money lending or any types of funding that you think is appropriate.
So flipping homes is actually, it's hard. It's a lot of work. And it's really hard to get started because when you go to approach a lender, let's say a hard money lender, one of the first things they're going to ask is, what's your track record? You know, right. And if this is your first project and you don't have a track record, well, they're putting risk into you by giving you the money. You know, can you perform? Can you execute the project? Will your sale price be on target? You know, will you be able to stay in your budget? These are all risks that they're taking for a new investor. So typically their rates are a lot higher. So I think one of the biggest misconceptions people have about hard money lending is that they'll do 100% financing, and that's not true. They'll typically, for a seasoned investor, want at least 20% of the acquisition plus the rehab costs. If you're a new investor, they may want 30-40% cash to show that you've got skin in the game. So one of my business partners is a hard money lender, and he lends across the country. So we've had many discussions about, you know, how he does his portfolio, and he does about $20 million a month nationwide through hard money lending. And that's how we met. Was he was funding a flipper here in the Chicago market years ago, and had met me through networking events. And the flipper wanted $1 million line of credit. So they didn't want every single deal analyzed. They'd been through the process a bunch of times. They just wanted $1 million cash to do what they want with it. So this guy called me up and was like, you know, I've heard of you. We know each other. You know, I'm about to give these guys $1 million line of credit, but I'm not local. So if they start dodging my calls or things get, you know, fishy, I want someone in the local market that could go down there and check up on things for me, and I'll pay you, you know. And that's how we started our relationship. So there's a lot of risk involved for the hard money lender.
Sure.
If you're a newbie and this is your first project, you again expect 30-40% down payment on the acquisition plus the rehab. As far as terms, you're probably looking at 4 points. If you don't know what points are, it's a flat fee upfront due for the loan amount. So for every $100,000 you finance, 4 points would be $4,000. So right. That can get really expensive really quick if you're doing, you know, a $600,000-$800,000 project and they're charging you 4 points.
Wow. Yeah.
And then for a newer investor that's not very experienced, you're probably going to pay between 12 and 14%. And those terms are typically interest only, and they will, depending on the type of project and the scope of work, they'll do between 6 and 18 month loans on that.
Sure.
So to answer your question, is hard money the right route to go? Because you don't have the cash to do the deals, the problem is you still need the cash.
Right.
Right. So alternatives until you're building up your book, would be private money. So private money is typically friends, family. There are private money lenders in the marketplace as well, but again, they're going to want to see someone with a track record. We had a great private money lender come speak last year. He almost did my project for me actually. They underwrite everything. And they're very diligent about your experience and your track record. So if you haven't done at least, you know, 5-10 deals, they won't even have those conversations. So private money within friends and family and your own personal network, right? Then you can negotiate terms. They probably won't charge you points. But then you're in a position where, you know, you better make sure you know what you're doing. Because if you mess up and you lose money, it's your friends and family money. So be careful with that. The other option as well is finding a partner. You know, partnerships is a very good thing if it's done correctly. And so if you can find a partner that has the maybe construction experience or the track record, you know, no one says you have to go do this alone, and has a different skill set than you, then you can leverage their experience with these hard money lenders and get better terms. Because once you get experience, you know, let's say you've done 5 to 15 deals, you're probably looking more around 2 points and more around 10% interest, give or take.
Sure.
And then once you're becoming, you know, a professional flipper and this is your job and, you know, you're doing 10, 15 projects a year, then you start getting into the private money lenders who will give you much better terms because they've had a history with you. You've proven yourself essentially.
Yeah, that all makes sense. I know that for anyone listening who's, you know, interested in putting these kind of deals together and finding alternatives to hard money lenders, you know, if you know, we mentioned friends and family, if you have people in your life that are cash heavy, these are the people that are looking for a reasonably modest return, a quick, modest return. So, you know, make sure you have your numbers right. But, you know, oftentimes people who are cash heavy, and there are professions that are cash heavy, you know, people who are traders are oftentimes cash heavy. And we, you know, if you're here in Chicago, we have a huge trading community here. Sometimes they make good partners because, you know, they have the means and are looking for maybe a safer return than dumping it in the market. So there's lots of ways.
And considering, I mean, the, you know, even a high yield savings account is a 2% APY. If you offer friends and family, you know, 8% return on their money, you know, then you're getting a great deal at 8%, and they are also putting their money to better use. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is exactly the kind of topic that is discussed at the Midwest Real Estate Summit. And again, I know it's, you know, we have some time until the next one, but this is a constant conversation that happens between investors, right? People are always wondering, hey, how are you doing it? Who are you working with? So you can get networked in with some of these private money lenders, hard lenders, you know, personal investors sort of thing, if you are connected to the investor community. So for those who are listening, if you're, you know, serious or wanting to get serious about investing, you should be part of Bigger Pockets. It's the place to be, as most of the listeners will already know. But that's another place where you can source, you know, and get put feelers out there and see, you know, what other people are doing.
Yeah. And even though we have 10 months to the summit, there's plenty of networking groups locally. And tons. So you can find them on meetup.com. Also on Bigger Pockets, there's a network tab at the top. And underneath, there's a events link. And most of the events are free. The networking events, you know, I've been to and spoken at, you know, 15, 20 of them. And one of the things that I like most about them is, again, with the investor community, you know, no one's hiding their secrets. A, there are no secrets.
Right.
But B, if you ask someone like, hey, you know, who are you using for? Hey, can I get a GC referral? Can I get a hard money lending referral? Who are you using? Who have you found to be successful? They're 9 times out of 10 very happy to share that information with you.
Right.
You know, so that's how I said most of my contacts have developed throughout the years is through the meetup that I've been running for about 6 years now in Norwood Park area. Just because, you know, investors come and they talk, they're happy to share their experiences.
Yeah, that's been our experience as well. It seems to be the investors I know say that the lending portion is actually not super difficult because there's always people with cash. Once you plug into the right communities, you'll find these people. It's the deals that seem to be the harder of the two tasks is find the deals and the investors will find you.
Depends on where we are in the market.
That's true.
You know, years ago, you know, no one was giving out money. And there were plenty of deals. So that's the problem with the real estate cycle here, like in general, is either there's deals or there's money. And right. there's never money when there's deals. I was actually I spoke at IMN's. IMN does a middle market forum. They're doing one this October in Chicago. I spoke at last year's event too. And that was the biggest takeaway is, you know, these were mid-market players in the multifamily world is everyone had money or everyone had really easy access to money, but nowhere to put it.
Right.
That was the big conversation. So if you can find the deals, you know, finding money isn't that hard at this point of the cycle. The problem though, is that make sure that what you're looking at isn't actually a deal. One of the things too, which I'm not sure if you were, I don't think you were there Saturday morning. We had Sue Hoff who runs a company called My Rehab Academy. I absolutely love what she's doing. So she's a GC, I think, for about 20 years now. And she started My Rehab Academy, which is classes for investors. And they will teach you everything from, you know, how to run electric, sweat copper. They do like one-day workshops, how to build a kitchen, how to tile a bathroom. You know, these are all things that you might not want to know the hands-on part of things. But if you're a flipper and you're doing a major renovation project, it's probably a good idea for you to know what proper copper insulation looks like. You know, what like the things. So if you know how to do it yourself, then you know what to look for when you're doing rehab projects. But one of the things that she also offers, which I find very interesting, is she will, because I had her come do my house too. She will walk through a project when you are during your acquisition period. It's a flat rate. It's a couple hundred dollars. And she will walk through the project with you, talk about your scope of work, and then kind of go check the comps. So I was talking with a mutual friend who was doing a project with her up in the north suburbs, something like that. And, you know, Sue came in and gave him, you know, hey, here's what the comps are. And their original plan was essentially to overdevelop the property. You know, she's like, you're based on the comps and based on the materials, your plan is actually probably too expensive and you're going to price yourself out of the market. So if you dial it down a bit, here's the materials list she provides for you. Here's the cost of all the materials as well. This is what is in line with the market and will give you the best return on your investment.
Wow, that seems like it's worth a few a few hundred dollars.
For sure. So yeah, I think what she's doing is great. So she does the classes. She also does that sort of service for clients. And it's, I think, very beneficial, especially if you're a new investor. You know, we all, especially as agents, I think, because we know the agent side, we think we know everything. And I've seen it, I'm sure you've seen it too, tons of times where an agent goes to do their own flip project and, you know, something goes wrong along the way and then it sits on the market.
Right.
And that's the last thing you want to do. And we get so excited because this is our profession, you know, that we want to get, you know, like, ooh, I want to do a steam shower or, you know, I'm going to do this grand thing and it's going to look great. But that doesn't always mean that's in line with what the market wants. Right. And if you're doing a 3-1 starter home, you know, in some neighborhood that the average price point's 350, if you overbuild with custom woodwork and steam showers, you know, and now you're all in is 400 with costs like that, you've got to sell it at 450. Now you're priced out of the market. You know, you overdid the project. And sometimes the simplest, you know, way is the best. So Sue, that's what Sue does. And I would definitely look into that if you're a first time flipper.
Yeah, we'll post a link to her website on the notes so that people can check her out. And I think one of the big takeaways is you got to plug in, or you don't have to, but it's certainly a good idea to plug in to the investor community. The investor community is actually very communal. They like Bree said, they have meetups, you know, they congregate online. Or locally, you know, and if you know, if you're a Bigger Pockets member, you'll find out there's a million things they're always doing and members are doing. Meetup, you know, you just search for real estate investor and you will plug in and get, you know, great ongoing support from people who are doing exactly what you're doing. And I would say what's interesting, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts on this, is I almost think the investor community, which a lot of them are brokers, are really more communal than even just traditional realtors. I don't find traditional realtors communing all that much. It's such a, you know, maybe a solo sport, but investments might seem like a solo sport, but boy, you can get a lot of help if you look for it.
It's very different. You know, even just this weekend was my housewarming party and 75% of our guests were realtor investors that were, you know, became friends over the years. The investor community is all really about paying it forward. You know, no one, there's really no competition like there is with agents. You know, and even I get with clients, you know, we have, if one property comes up sometime, like we've had times where we had 8 showings with one house. You know, we had a situation 2 summers ago where we had 6 offers on one house within our clients. Which is very, very rare. But usually I always tell them, like, listen, even though you all have the same end game, you all actually have different strategies and different preferences. So people recognize that. And again, usually within the investor community, someone helped them out along the way and they want to pay that forward. So when it comes to any sort of like lending referrals, construction referrals, those sort of things, I've never run into a situation where I've asked for a referral and someone said, no, this is my guy. I'm not going to share that information with you. Super uncommon.
Well, Daniel, who is the listener that wrote this in, hopefully this answered your question about hard money lending. And Bree also provided some alternative ideas about, you know, getting plugged into the community. And we'll post a couple links to some of the talking points in the episode. But that also brings us to another point, which is as we're wrapping up, as you're listening, if additional questions came up in any capacity with respect to real estate investing, Bree Schmidt is absolutely the person to answer them, which is why we're so honored that she does this show at 8 months pregnant. And so please send us your questions. You can do that through Facebook, which you can find us by typing in facebook.com/keepingitrealpod, or just search for Keeping It Real Podcast. You'll find us that way. Also go to our website, which is keepingitrealpod.com, which you can also submit questions that way as well. Or, you know, just send them to me or Bree directly if you have our personal information. But, you know, this podcast, of course, is to help all the listeners learn more about real estate investing. So I will let Bree get back to her final stages of pregnancy and all the other things you're doing, which is incredible, running a business and doing investments. And gosh, you do it all. So, and planning next. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Planning the next summit. That's not for a while. We need a PTSD break from that. We usually take the summer off and then we'll start back up in October, November.
Good. How many properties do you own? How big's your portfolio these days?
Actually, I just sold some properties. I just sold a few properties this spring. And I'll kind of go into this, but I actually hired an economist. So through networking with investors, I attended and spoke at an event in Philly last year, and one of the speakers was an economist. And so I ended up hiring him to A, explain things to me, because I understand the real estate market. What I don't understand is the stock market, you know, the other, what economic indicators, what a yield curve is, all these things that are kind of outside of my realm, but affect my realm. So I hired him to, you know, explain things to me. And part of that was him reviewing my portfolio. And I went back through, you know, 5 years of data and gave it all to him. And he pointed out to me that for some of my properties, while they were performing and doing well, my equity position in them was so great that if I sold my property today, I would get at least 10 years plus cash flow up front. So, yeah. So I sold 5 properties this spring because they were above that 10-year trigger for me. And then I'm looking to reinvest that capital in more passive options. But so now I think I'm down to like 84 units. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Plus you also run a real estate company on top of that. So incredible. Yeah. And so, you know, and by the way, just a quick pitch for one of our other regular episodes, which is with Ryan D'April, where we've actually done this, where we've worked macro to micro, or we'll call it, you know, more national to hyper local, where Ryan actually shows some of the trend data, which isn't always necessarily specific to real estate investing, but just for our listeners who are brokers who work with their clients who need to be able to explain what's going on in the market. We've done some episodes around understanding some of the trends that are happening, you know, from a larger, higher altitude perspective, and then going hyper local. So definitely check out our Ryan Coaching Monthly episode 2. But on behalf of Bree and myself, we want to say thank you for everyone listening. We're over 100 episodes now, so we're super grateful for that, and that people are still listening and passing this over. So please tell a friend if you know anyone else that is either a real estate investor or someone who is a broker who is interested in learning more about real estate investment, or not somebody who's not a broker who's interested, you know, pass this podcast over to them, and we'll keep doing this, and send us your questions. And Bree, thank you so much. And we wish you the very best with your final days of pregnancy.
Thank you. I'll talk.